Okay, I'm going to start this around. I have the PNB Committee of Inclusion, the Personnel Committee, the Outreach Committee, Programming Oversight, Finance, and Governance. And I'll make up an informal one called Fundraising. Because each committee has its own leadership, we're calling the first meeting will be handled by a convener. That is the word we use. And at the first meeting of that, if the convener would simply get in touch with their fellows, and we'll work it out.
Questions?
Lydia? Yes. There, we have an established process about LSB committees. Listeners can also participate.
Correct.
Is there a sign-up sheet for them as well?
That is interesting. I brought one sign-up sheet with the understanding that listeners that meet certain criteria, I think they have to be sponsors and or volunteers to be a working committee member. Is that true?
Listener members.
There's also a time period. I think we have till March. Is it March? that we have for the sign-ups.
So they can sign the same sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me start. And we also, by standard, I think the governance committee expects that the chair or vice chair will be present at each governance meeting. Doesn't have to be the officers, but will be present. And I believe the treasurer is the chair of the finance committee meeting.
No.
Can be, but not necessary.
Not necessary?
Now. Chair. Get both ways.
Okay.
Real quick, what is outreach?
Outreach? Yeah. The description of the committees, Roberta, can you read the description from the committee sign-up sheet, please?
Yes. And this is taken right from the board. Outreach committee, and defined by the website. Identifying methods of increasing station listenership, membership, and involvement, with a special emphasis on reaching out to a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, languages, nationalities, classes, gender, sexual orientation, ages, and abilities, and to help KPFK build collaborative relationships with organizations, especially the underrepresented of the groups above, working for similar purposes. 3, in conjunction with station management and the KPFK volunteer coordinator, identify a diverse pool of individuals and community groups to volunteer in the implementation and operation of various station events and activities. Work in concert with various other KPFK committees to do outreach around their mission. And report to the LSB as circumstances require. And may assign additional activities and issues to which the committee shall respond.
Wow.
On the form that goes around, yeah, and it's funny, the one that has one sentence is finance, but everything else is on and off. So I will get this around, and I did copy from the website the official
outreach committee is going to meet this Thursday at this station.
Wait till we have our sign up, and if you want to be the convener, you sign up as convener and you contact your people.
Thank you.
So I will start part of it going around this way and part of them going around that way, and then you'll make sure it makes the full loop.
Thank you. And Mr. Secretary, would you please make sure that the sheets are collected at the end of the meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. And there's another sheet that we collect at the end of the meeting. That's the delegate information.
Yeah,
so
if all the local station board members can get this to me after you've filled it out, please return it to me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the delegate info sheet. Thank you.
I'm a stack. I'm curious.
Secretary, do we have a stack of speakers?
I just had a question of Roberta.
Go ahead.
Which I've asked several times. The National Committee of...
Can you speak into the microphone, please?
Inclusion has such a rule.
Order, please.
Not necessary,
let's keep order.
The inclusion committee and special rules, I just wanted to resolve those real quick. I believe it was two people and another can join. It's bizarre.
Thank you. Okay, next order of business is the general manager's report.
Okay, I have a microphone, please. First of all, I'd like to advise all the conveners of the committees that the station will be in fund drive from February 3rd through 26th. Under those circumstances, we usually hold committee meetings upstairs. If there is a mobility issue with getting folks upstairs, we can make other arrangements, but I would like to know in advance. Thank you. I would like to, first of all, welcome all the new members, welcome the returning members. Thank you very much for taking this on. This is quite a chore you've undertaken. And I look forward to your advice, your suggestions, and your recommendations for KPFK. I would like to second Sharon's opening remarks. I thought they were very poignant, well stated, and I absolutely look forward to working with you. I think this is going to be a tremendous relationship. A summary of my report, very briefly. Oh, first of all, you don't have board books. I'm sorry, we're broke. You just get a lot of paper. You don't get formal board books, no binders and dividers. You just get all the paper that goes in there. Please organize as you will. Summary of my report very briefly is that if you look back over the recent history since about 2012 of KPFK, the station has tried expanding its expenses in order to bring it back into line with advertising, with call centers, with other efforts to maximize income, and for about 4 years that did not work. That put us in the position that we are in now, or that we were in back in June and July, which is damn near broke. Since June 1st, roughly, we have eliminated about a third of our debt. That doesn't mean we're in good shape. That doesn't mean we have money to spend. Our staff is still at 80% of payroll, and we need to get them back to 100% as soon as it's financially responsible to do so. The staff continues to pay for the debt, and let me be very clear about that. Our listeners are helping. We have a lot of volunteers who are helping. But most of that financial recovery is thanks to the staff, and I cannot thank them enough. We are on, I believe, the road to recovery here. We've taken a few steps down that path, and I welcome you all to keep pushing us in that direction, because I think we are on the road to comeback here in a big way. We have something that's not in my report is that we've completed the audit requirements for the outstanding audits, and we've begun filling the audit requirements for 2015. So we're on top of that situation. Nevertheless, I don't have very current Nielsen ratings, but KPFK is at the bottom of the major radio stations in Los Angeles with 0.2% of the market share. This is not acceptable by any standard. KCRW has 7 times the listeners that KPFK does. KPCC has 10 times the listenership that KPFK does. We cannot survive like that. On the good side of that, because we can't afford Nielsen's, we have to rely on other metrics. Nielsen's, Arbitron's. Facebook continues to show growth and interest in the station. We, over the past 2 weeks, have over 200 new people liking our page. Our engagement is up 96%. Our total reach is up 56%, so people are perking up and paying attention. The problem or the challenge is to transform those people who are paying attention into members. And that's on all of us at this point. You will see, if you go through the report, a number of initiatives that we've taken, including getting our finances in order, improving our signal, the signal to Malibu, that improvement is on the way at this point. That's going to happen very soon. our programming, we're making programming adjustments. I think it's fair to say that with 2%, 0.2% of the market share, programming adjustments are in order. We are absolutely working on outreach, fundraising, and development. We've raised over $20,000 in grants at this point, which doesn't sound like much, but for a company without an audit, that's pretty good. I have two questions for this body. One, I would like your advice on the question of free speech on the air versus clamping down on people who go on the air and trash KPFK. I would like your opinion on that. I've also had a request from the national office that we begin paying them back, so the question for me now is whether we pay back premiums or we pay back the national office. I would like your advice on that as well.
Thank you, Leslie. Okay, now we'll open up for questions from the board, 15 minutes.
I'm giving 15 minutes. At KPFK now, and I'm wondering if there is any reason that the trainees cannot create programs prior to them being aired, create them and edit them so that what goes on the air is editable, I mean is listenable, so that people will turn on those programs and not turn off those programs. That's a very important part of training is learning how to edit, and I'm wondering if there's any reason they can't do that rather than just going on the air and talking. And with regard to the question of paying off premiums or paying off the national, I think you need to do both. I think you need to at least pay some of, you know, pay off some of those premiums, and you have to, you know, pay money to the national. You can't offer people premiums and then just not fulfill those premiums.
Thank you, Jan.
I believe.
Okay, next is Myra.
Well, I'd like to respond. Sorry, give me a second here.
Oh, I have one more.
Leslie, I'd like to respond to your question about whether how we feel about people going on the air and trashing the station. I think that's an unfair characterization of what I've been hearing on the air. I think that it's very important that we not have a gag rule and that our programmers are free to provide information to the station to our listeners about what's going on. I don't believe that it's fair to characterize that as trashing the station.
Dorothy Wright.
Several times during fund drive, I've attempted to donate money, only to have the phone not answered. I could go online and donate, I guess, but I understand that volunteers are frightened to come into the building. That there's a hostile atmosphere, that people are hanging around, and that people don't want to be here, they do not want to answer the phone, and that's holding up, that's hurting our fund drive. How are we supposed to give money if there's nobody to answer the phone? It's an outrage, an absolute outrage. And the person who's been frightening people away has been talking about me behind my back, too, so I'm not really happy about that. Cynthia McKinney happens to be a very good friend of mine, and when she found out what was being said by somebody, she was outraged.
Steve Bright.
Oh, I comment on what was just said about the trying out new shows. I'm wondering why KPFK.org, which was traditionally our place for pilots, is no longer being used, and we're just going on the air to drop the shows.
Is
everybody on
the
staff?
Who's next?
I am Michael Milk.
Actually, you know, this is actually a question and answer. So, did you have a question that you asked?
Let's see.
Yes, she did.
Oh, I'm taking notes. I'll respond.
Okay, you'll respond at the end.
Okay, thank you. About answering the
okay, so you, great. Steve Kaiser?
No, Michael first.
Michael Novick?
I know you asked the board to invite someone, and you're also asking the board to participate in taking calls during the fund drive ourselves. I would certainly encourage my colleagues to do so. On the question of the paying down the debt to listeners and paying down the back the debt to listeners and the premiums, that's what I'm talking about. We owe the listeners for the premiums they were promised when they made their pledges, versus paying down the back central services payments. And my position, I tried to push this forward in the Finance Committee, but they voted it down, was to defer the central services payments until we paid off our obligations to listeners and for the pledges that were unfulfilled. And the reason why is that because of how the central services are calculated, which is based on the five-year running average of listener support, there were several years in which our actual listener support was far less than what was reported because we were paying out so much in premiums that it inflated the listener support for the station dramatically. And I think that we're actually overcommitted to the national office based on those inflated listener support.
Thank you. I'm going to allow Leslie to respond to the questions that have been asked, and then we'll take more questions. So Leslie, go ahead and respond to the questions that were asked.
From top to bottom, the training program does create programs, edits them before they appear on the air. That is part of the whole package, is that they do create programs. And this current group will be creating programs with small groups and then creating programs independently. The question about premiums versus national office, as Michael pointed out, is not current national office fees. We're paying those in full at this point. The question is past amounts due to the national office and making that division. We have about $60,000 in invoices for past premiums. We have some premiums that have not yet been ordered, so I would imagine that total is about $80,000. It is a question of priorities here, and we are at a rock bottom budget here. We don't have any extra except for expenses and extra income. That are above income above the budget, expenses that are going to hurt the station if we take more cuts. So that's the situation there. I didn't mean to characterize anybody as. No, I didn't mean to characterize people as bashing the station. They are.
Thank you.
I think erred on the side of free speech throughout. I have let those voices continue to be heard in spite of the fact that we have a policy called the Dirty Laundry Rule, and I have not enforced that, and I'm asking for the body's opinion on whether I push forward with that policy or continue to turn a blind eye a bit to some of that. First of all, I apologize that the phone room was not staffed when you called, Dorothy. We're improving that as we go on. I didn't know people were frightened to be in the station, and I will be happy to discuss that with you privately. I agree that KPFK.org, our podcast, should be used to try out some programs from the School of Broadcasting. Right now, our podcasting capability is minimal, as you know, if you've tried to podcast with us. So we need to upgrade that before that's a possibility, but I think that's a great idea. And I guess those were the questions I heard. Did I miss anybody?
Thank you, Leslie.
Did you want the board to play a role in the answering calls?
Always.
That's another question, but Steve Kaiser, do you have a question for Leslie?
Well, generally, I wanted to know what the downside was of not paying the national board and instead paying the premiums that are past due. At the moment.
The downside is that the foundation as a whole is suffering from lack of money in a very big way right now. If we don't make those past due payments to them, bills at the national level will go unpaid. So it's, you know, it's a call between the listeners and the financial stability of the foundation as a whole.
Can we find some way to ascertain on a national level how impactful that will be? Because I think it's really critical that these premiums get paid. And I think it's number one issue. Well, it's a top issue.
All right, thank you. I'll take that under advisement.
And one other thing.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I'd like to continue.
You know what? No, thank you, Steve. We'll put you back in on the stack. Next is Liberty. Liberty? Grace, we're going to allow one question to be asked, and Leslie can respond, and so that we can move the stack. And Reza?
Okay, so Grace is up next.
Okay, I'm going to quickly ask I'm going to quickly ask three or four questions that, I'll do it quickly. First of all, what is the per-day fund drive average currently? Second, have any volunteers been paid either as new employees or consultants? Three, what efforts are being made to provide programming of interest to underrepresented communities? To underrepresented communities such as the East Asian community, which is 13% of the population of Southern California, the 500,000 Russians who live here, the 800,000 Armenians, 800,000 Persians who are in our community. We need to, it's my opinion, we need to provide programming of interest, not specific programming, just have topics of interest in our regular programming to serve those communities and many other communities. So those are my questions.
Thank you. We'll give Leslie a second to...
I thought there was another round of questions. All right.
No.
Our per-day fund drive total is about $20,000 a day. There are no volunteers that are paid in any capacity. I'm not sure I quite understand the question, because then they stop being volunteers. They start being part of our paid staff, so...
You're straight for paid service.
Yeah, nobody's been paid to be a consultant or anything like that. That's not happening. As far as our underrepresented communities, we have certainly not involved all of the diversity of LA in the station. I think we need to make that a priority. Although we have had a Filipino on the air, we have brought in three African-American programmers. We have expanded our use of people who identify as gender different. We are moving in that direction, and I think we will continue to do so. We are looking at English-speaking people from Mexico and Central America at this point for possible programming to expand that capacity a little bit. We're moving forward. Before my little section is over here, I would like to also invite anybody on this board. I did this for the last board as well. Liberty Hill has a donor-designated giving program where you contribute to Liberty Hill and you can designate how the money is spent. I would invite everybody on this board to join together in a designated giving program for KPFK. I think that's the first step. You, your friends, however you can. There's a very small minimum on starting one of these virtually. Not everybody on this board can do it, but certainly some of you can, and you can control how the spending goes. So I'll make these available after the meeting.
Great. Thank you, Leslie. Jonathan?
That's okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say everything.
Use the mic.
In relationship to what you said about give the listeners what they've paid for to keep us alive, or do we pay the national office, who at a time used to actually raise money? Maybe the national office needs to figure out how to raise some money. And without the listeners, we're nothing. Just nothing.
Is that a question?
That was
a question. That was fine. That is just a comment. Ken?
Congratulations on completing the audit. Do you have copies, or do we still owe payment in arrears to get them? And when we get our copies of the completed audit that we can then submit, I assume we have to submit them to the FCC. Can the LSB see the copies of the completed verified audits for 2013 and 2014?
I'm sure they can. We have completed our responsibility for the audit. It now falls to the national audit, national office to complete the consolidated audit process. As soon as those are available, they'll be on the website and generally available. I have no doubt.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Yes. Have you started preparations for the 2015 audit, which is due March 30th?
Yes, we're already working on the schedules and inventories for that.
Are there any more questions from the board for Reza? Reza? I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. Is it Reza or Reza? Reza? Reza?
Yeah. You can get my drive. Yes,
Reza.
During the fund drive, the KPF, the outreach committee, recruited a lot of restaurants to donate food, you know, for the listeners there. And, you know, we contacted some publisher to donate books to the KPF. And we, in different corner of the city, we had table asking people to become a member. What else, you know, outreach committee or other committee could do during the fund drive to come with, you know, some financial help?
Thank you for that, Reza. Certainly continuing with food donations during the fund drive is critical and very difficult with the frequency of our fund drives. It used to be when we had three or four fund drives a year, restaurants were fairly open to contributing food. Now that we're doing it virtually every other month, the restaurants are not so easy to hit up for food. So, you know, anything you can do in that direction is helpful. If you have potential premiums, if you have possible premiums for people, please give them to send that information to me or to Christine, and we'll get them in the mix and get word out to our staff that those things are available. All of those offset real expenses. So, when we come to fundraising, the outreach committee is doing a tremendous job of offsetting ongoing expenses. That's like money in the bank, folks. Anything you can do in that direction that keeps us from having to spend money right now is deeply appreciated.
Thank you.
Dorothy? I'm trying to wrap my mind around that.
Can you use the mic?
I'm trying to wrap my mind around the math here. How much money do you need to raise during each fund drive?
The upcoming fund drive is $600,000.
So that's a 30-day fund drive.
It's a...
That's $20,000.
Starting on the 3rd and finishing on the 26th.
Well, how are you going to raise $600,000 if you only need $20,000 a day?
We'll have to do a little better than $20,000 a day.
Well, and how are you planning to do that?
We have had 4 staff meetings. We're having 2 training meetings next week on pitching. We're already lining up premiums for folks, and we're going to start promoting the fund drive this week.
So you're going to now oblige us for more premiums that we can't pay for?
We do have a minimal budget for premiums, but most of them are free. The unpaid staff usually brings in books or CDs or DVDs from their guests. We have cut fundraising expenses from what was this time last year about $29,000 a month to under $15,000 a month for premiums. So we're working in that direction, yes.
Still, the math just does not work. So obviously, there has to be money raised other than at the fund drive, which is what I'm going to be working on. But
thank you.
It does not work. And KPFK at this point is always in fund drive except for when they're on hiatus from fund drive.
Thank you, Dorothy. Any other questions for Leslie?
Also for the general board, I haven't read all the details of the fundraising issues that ever, if ever, come up in the bylaws. Is there anything about that or in your job description about fundraising?
Yes, I'm responsible for fundraising. There's nothing in the bylaws about it.
It's in our job description. Okay, so the board having a fundraising committee is something new then? The idea that happened. Okay.
It's been around forever as an idea. It's not embedded in the bylaws.
When was it passed as a committee? Last year. Excuse me, Leslie,
Dorothy, Leslie, thank you
Leslie.
Was there, I believe Lydia was next in order?
Yes. I was just going to say the reference to the fundraising
is in one of the duties of LSB members in, to assist with fundraising. And so within that context, we did pass that motion. So in that context, there isn't a whole section devoted to it.
Well, we have a standing such committee.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Well, I would just like to say that the LSB board that was here before did no fundraising, as far as I know. I tried to get involved with some fundraising with Michael. However, at the time, we were unable, in order to raise money, you need to have access to the listener list so that you can, you know, mine for money. You need to, there are programs for that. However, if we're not going to be given access by the LS, by the general manager to the list of listeners, you know, members,
no,
then we're not going to be able to raise money because we don't have access to the people we need to reach. So
I'm sorry, Dorothy, I don't understand. We've had people calling from our membership list for the past 6 months.
Well,
you're welcome to come in and join us.
When we get
we're going to be making a round of calls to listeners, asking them to become sustainers. This is an ongoing effort. So these lists are available.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Leslie. Any other questions? Christian?
Charles, sorry.
Mike?
In terms of fundraising, is there any plans underway under by the station staff to basically reach out to people who are not currently listeners?
Subscribers.
People who are not currently subscribers. Excuse me. So.
We compile lists at all of our tabling events of people who are listeners, and as I say, the next step, because I believe we are increasing our listenership, is to convert those into members. But quite frankly, we have 15,000 members at this point. That's not a radio station, that's more like a fan club.
Right.
And we really have to expand that listener base. The proven figures are 1 in 10 listeners eventually become members. Once we have those listeners, yes, then we can go out and really work at bringing them in as membership. It would be tremendous if we could get 1 in 9. That would up our income tremendously, and we need to make that effort. But every fund drive is about that. Every fund drive is about converting listeners into members.
Outside of fund drives, I mean, at this point.
If you have specific ideas on how to do that, I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you. That concludes our time for board member question and answer. We'll now move to public comment. We have 7.5 minutes.
Can we have a rule that people who haven't spoken previously be like put at the top of the list?
I second that. Let's take it as a motion.
I move that for public comment, people who have not previously spoken be moved to order.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I wasn't using the microphone. I move that the for public comment, especially towards the end of the meeting, that the people who have not spoken yet from the public be moved to the top of the stack so that at least they get a chance to speak. And the people who've already spoken speak after the people who haven't spoken.
I second that.
You cannot do that at the end of the meeting.
Order.
First warning.
It's unfair to the listeners.
No,
second
warning.
So, a motion has been made and seconded to move those who have not spoken in public comment to the top of the stack. So, any objections?
Call the question.
So moved. We have 7.5 minutes, so we can do a minute each. So who do we have?
So Steve, we're giving them
Alan.
You haven't spoken.
Alan B. Alan B. Alan, you have the floor. You can speak.
It's a delight to have a board which is obviously rolling up its sleeves and getting to work.
I think that most of us here in the audience have a list of things we'd like to see that board accomplish. And the way to get them accomplished is to write out your idea so it's clear and understandable, and so it tells why it is, how it is to be done, and why it is a good thing to do, and then mail it to Sharon Brown. I apologize, Sharon, for loading you with all that. But then she can direct it to the proper committee or get it onto the agenda at the right time to be dealt with in a board meeting. It is not accomplishing your goal to stand here in a board meeting and blow off steam, annoying all the rest of us who want to get on with the business. We're going to go right out and forget what you said. And I'm speaking particularly to a lot of people standing behind me.
Thank you, Alan. Roger?
Thank you, sir.
You're up?
My name is Roger Dittman. I'm a professor emeritus of physics at Cal State Fullerton. And back in 1958, I represented the ACLU on the committee that founded KPFK that met at Mason Rose's house in Ben Franklin and started the Resonance Pleasure Fair. And yeah, I've been chair of the Southern California Federation of Scientists. I serve on the Executive Council of the World Federation of Scientific Workers. And I came up from Orange County. Alan Beek and I, we came up once before. We founded an organization called Orange County Friends of Orange County. We came up with ideas, and we couldn't get a hearing. We couldn't even get on the agenda after all the work that we put in developing consensus proposals that we're supposed to present for when we're going through the regovernment.